Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Wild Free Will podcast. I am here today to talk to you a little bit about redefining your desires. And what I mean by that is really making sure that your desires are actually yours. Which sounds silly, because you would think, you know, if you have these desires in your mind and so on and so forth, that of course they belong to you. Like, it's normal that they belong to you. And I'm here to ask you, do they really? Let's take a second and actually make sure that these desires are actually yours. And the first thing I kind of want to ask you is to think of something that you're working towards, or think of something that you want. And it can be anything. It can be an external goal. It can be a habit that you're trying to integrate. It can be anything. It can be internal or external. Take a second and think about that for a second, like about what that thing is. And I want you to ask yourself, do I actually want this thing? Do I, maybe even say your name. So like for me, it would be like, do I, you know, Candace Alicia, actually want this thing? Whatever that thing might be, internal, external, it makes no difference. I love how the podcast unfolds. So like, I came here with another example, and a new one just came to mind. So for the female population listening to this episode, a great example came into mind when I was thinking about like the discussion of like external and internal. I actually have an external example as well, but we're going to start with an internal one. Please raise your hand if you have ever wanted female, okay, people who identify as female, if you have ever wanted to be considered low maintenance. Sit with that one for a second, because like, it's good. It's not what I was expecting to talk about, but it's really good. How many of us have tried at one point in our lives to be some version of low maintenance? Low maintenance, easygoing, chill, you know, whatever, like carefree, and like all of these things that we are told that we are supposed to be to a certain extent, okay? Because I do think that there is external pressure there. Now remember, there's nothing wrong with you actually wanting any of these things. There is never any shade. Whatever it is that you want, you go after it, you get it. I'm totally on your side. If you want to be the chillest person on planet Earth, if your goal genuinely is to be low maintenance because you feel like it would make your life better, because you feel like it's something that is necessary to your path forward, then get on with your bad self. Like, that's totally fine. But what I think is really important to keep in mind here is how much of the external noise of the world kind of gets into and like creeps into and seeps into what we think we want. So an internal example is that, like this idea of like being low maintenance. Women are constantly told, you know, like that's the epitome, like men like low maintenance women, and like all of these kinds of things, like these stories, these cultural stories that create like the norms and the status quo that we live in. But an external example, I was like, this is actually inspired by a couple of things. I was reading this morning, like a post, and someone had commented on it, like, I just like want to be on stage speaking, and I just want to, you know, have like this like wildly successful, like profitable business or whatever it is. And it really got me thinking, in addition to a question that my coach had asked me, which was like, where do you want the podcast to be in 5 years? And this is where we get like real. So if I think about where I want the podcast to be in 5 years or 10 years or a year from now or whatever it is, right? Whatever the timeline is. If I think about where I want it to be, the image that comes to mind is something I think, relatively grandiose. Like something like me interviewing other people and like it being something maybe bigger. Maybe there's a video version of it. Maybe, you know, because we're seeing a lot of that now. And if I really stopped to think about what is fundamental to me in my life. So what I mean by that is like what my values are and what I actually want in my life. I'm not certain that that idea of the podcast, that image of the podcast becoming something bigger, becoming something maybe more global, becoming something more recognized. I'm not certain that that actually fits in at all with my own version of success and like what I'm actually aiming for in life. Because I think that if you've listened to me for any amount of time and you're kind of more familiar with me and my style, you know that the ultimate for me is freedom. That's the basis of my whole business. It's what I want to help other people achieve and find in their own way, not my version of freedom, but like your version of freedom. And it's the thing that's like the single most important aspect of life to me. Like when I don't feel free, I don't feel like me, basically. Like I don't feel like a full and complete person when I don't feel free. So like that to me is the epitome. So if I think about this idea of like the podcast becoming something really big and it being like maybe this like video version and like me interviewing like people from my industry or otherwise, like if I think about that, I feel like that actually is somewhat in contrast to what I actually desire in life, which is to feel free. Because there would be other obligations, other expectations, like it would be another level, another standard. The timeline would be different. Like, you know, it would have to be something much more orchestrated and more organized, and it would take a lot more time and a lot more logistics. And so like those two things are kind of at conflict with each other. And the idea here is like, why then? Why is that the image that comes to mind when I think about the podcast? Is that what I actually want? Or is that what I'm being shown is kind of like the natural sort of ambition or achievement in the area of podcasting? Okay. I talk a lot about social media. I think you guys can tell I'm probably not super keen on it, unfortunately. I say unfortunately because my life would be a lot easier if I was keen on it. My business would be a lot like bigger, easier maybe if I was actually keen on social media, but I'm not, and here we are. But I think that this question is so important to be asking ourselves right now. Like, do I actually want this thing, or is this simply the outcome that I am being shown by other people, or that I'm seeing on social media, or whatever that society is naturally pushing me towards? It depends on what your goal is, okay? Like, because if, for example, if you're feeling pressured maybe to have children, you are seeing, you know, on social media like other people having kids, or your friends are having kids, or whatever. But that there's also a certain amount of like, that's a natural progression of life in the society that we live in, right? Like, you know, if we were to like really break it down, mostly for people of privilege, let's be honest, okay, this pathway is for like a specific set of people. But the idea is like, you go to college, you go to like whatever, high school, then you go to college or university, you meet somebody, you get a job, you marry that person, you buy a house, you have your 2.6 kids with the white picket fence and the dog, right? Like, it's so far-fetched to think about that, but it is so ingrained in our society, and it is so ingrained in like a lot of different cultures as well. It's not just like, well, this is like something from like North America, or this is something exclusively from Europe. It really isn't. It is something that is like, it's a sort of this global standard almost of like things that we could work towards. And we are not, maybe not in the habit of questioning the status quo and asking ourselves if we really want those things, or if we're being told that we should want them by, you know, culture or society, or if we're feeling pressured to want them maybe by family and friends, or if we're being programmed to want them from our use of social media and the images that we're consuming and the media that we're consuming, like not just social media, but maybe TV shows or movies or books or whatever. Like, do we actually want the lives that we are living, or the lives that we're aiming for, or the things that we're working for? I remember when I was thinking about going to university the first time, because I actually ended up going to 3 universities, and it's a long story for another day. But the first time I went to university, I was 18, and I remember saying to my mom, and I think I talked to my grandfather too, which, like, in hindsight was really not a great idea. But I remember saying, like, I don't know what I want to do. I just really want to take some time off. Like, I don't think this is the right step for me. And, like, I genuinely believe with my best interest in heart, they said, you should go, because if you stop, then you're probably not going to go back. You know, it's going to be harder to go back. And I believe that they were doing the best with what they had available to them at the time. And for the position that I find myself in society. So I'm white, I'm cisgendered, I am, I guess, I would say, like, lower middle class, like not upper middle class, but anyways, like, that was the natural progression of my life. It was like, there was not really another, what was the alternative? What was another path that I could possibly take? Like, you finish high school, you're, you know, white, and you have a certain amount of privilege, like, you go to university. That's how it works, isn't it? And even though I was questioning that at the time, little old 18-year-old me was like, you know, these people who are older than me are probably right. I'm just going to go and, you know, do the thing. And, like, I don't regret doing that now. But I do think it's really interesting, because I was having this conversation of, like, but actually, is this really what I want? Like, do I actually want to go to university right now when I have no idea what the hell I want to study? And, like, maybe if I had waited and I had given myself some more time to unfold, I would have chosen another degree. I would have chosen, like, another field of study, because I had originally gone in for business, then I ended up studying languages. And I don't say that I regret, but I think I would have really enjoyed studying psychology. And I did study it, but, like, only at a really, like, low level. I never really went very far. And by the time I went to graduate, I was too late to be able to even make a minor out of it without having to stay at school longer, and staying at school longer at that point was not an option for me. So, but anyways, like, yeah, maybe I would have chosen a different path, and we can hum and haw and about the coulda, shoulda, wouldas and all that stuff. But the question here, the conversation here is just this, like, when you're working towards something, we want to have, like, a really, really strong connection with that why. And sometimes if we really are honest, if we get really quiet and we, you know, put ourselves in a safe space, because it's really important that you're in a safe space when you're asking yourself these kinds of questions, because they are big kind of life altering questions. It's really important that you feel like you're being held. So when we ask ourselves these questions of, like, do I actually want this? The answer can be surprising. It can be scary. It can be earth-shattering sometimes, because sometimes the answer is no. And then we have to act accordingly. If the answer is no, then we need to make shifts. And that's where the work really begins, to be honest with you. And I think that we tend to find ourselves in this situation more often than not because people's personal lives have become public interest and public domain. So if we think back to, like, 20 years ago, so when in the early 2000s and everything that was going on with those poor teenage girls, listen, the celebrities at the time, like Lindsay Lohan and Britney Spears and Amanda Bynes and Misha Barton and Hilary Duff and all of these girls that were famous at that time, and Paris Hilton was another one actually, and the things that they were going through in terms of, like, the paparazzi, like, upskirting, and they were taking photos of them constantly and stalking them and, like, you know, constantly judging the way they looked and the way that they weighed and what they weighed and all of these things. And that was very much the culture in the 2000s. But the only people that we were watching in the early 2000s were celebrities. Now, it was awful. That period of time was, I think, incredibly dangerous for young women in every sense. I think it was dangerous for their like physical well-being. I think it was also dangerous for their mental well-being and their emotional, spiritual, all of it. I think it was just straight up dangerous. Those poor girls, how they managed to survive that period of time. And we see that some of them did not make it through necessarily super well. Is really, it's incredible, because I can't imagine what that would have been like when we had a window into like the intimate personal lives of these few people. But now we have a window into everyone's life. Social media has given us a window into the lives of anyone and everyone, complete strangers, famous people. Like, paparazzi have become somewhat irrelevant now. Not like irrelevant completely, but it's not to the same degree that it was in the early 2000s, because everyone is willingly giving us a window into their personal lives. They're making themselves more accessible, and we are able to see what they're going through and like what their lives look like. Except, are we actually seeing what these, you know, multifaceted humans are going through, or are we only seeing one side of the story? And so when we are constantly bombarded with these images of the way that people live, whether those be famous people or, you know, influencers or whatever, and we're constantly being shown these images of like, whatever it might be, life on the beach, really expensive lunches, and, you know, designer clothes, designer bags, and I don't even know what else. Like, and maybe for you, it's something totally different. Maybe you're following influencers that are talking about farm life or van life or whatever. When we are constantly being shown these images, it can be really inspiring when it's something that we actually want, but it can be very confusing if we have leaky boundaries and we are not really clear on what our path is. Because it can turn into this idea where like the natural progression of your life is that you end up where this person is, as opposed to ending up where you most want to be, which might be nothing like that, right? Like, we are just being shown so many images, I think, like even just sheer quantity, it doesn't matter about quality, really. We're being shown so many images of what life could be like, what life should be like. And all of that over time, it's inevitable that it has like a psychological influence on us. It's inevitable that by seeing these things, it makes us kind of mold or shift or change our tastes or whatever it might be to move in like a different way. So I really do want you to keep in mind like these kind of three factors we have, like society and cultural influences. We have family and friends influence, like the influence of family and friends, and then the influence of social media in terms of really getting clear on your desires and really asking yourself, do I actually want those things? Okay. I don't think I genuinely want a podcast that becomes this like global phenomenon. I don't know if I'd even be able to handle it, to be honest with you. Now, the idea could be that that's a mindset and we could work on that and whatever, but I want to be able to record when I want to record, and I want to be able to take my mic with me wherever I go in the world, and I don't want to necessarily be tied to a studio or a timeline or any of those things. So I think that at least for now, I'm okay with where things are and how things are unfolding, and that's what works best for me, and it's what aligns most with my values of living wild, free, well. That is like the big thing for me, right? And then this idea of being low maintenance, because like, let's cycle back to this for a second. I don't even know where to start. The idea of being low maintenance and its value in society, especially when it's projected onto women, is that of obedience, in my opinion. It is about making yourself so small that your wants, needs, and desires just don't matter. That's what low maintenance means to me. It is revered because when someone is low maintenance, it's easy for them to just do what other people want them to do, right? Like, there are times, think about it. There are times when someone asks you a question and like you really don't care about the answer. So for example, like, I have a great personal example, actually. My friend is coming to Italy to visit me in June, and I'm really excited about this trip. And while I do not in any way, shape, or form resonate with the idea of being low maintenance, I am not. I have no desire to be anymore, although I spent a solid 10 years of my life really trying to be that person. I don't resonate with that at all, and I don't think that's my natural habitat. I don't think that's the space that I typically occupy. But she asked me, she's like, well, what do you want to do and where do you want to go? And like, my answer is genuinely from my heart, I don't care. I don't care where we go. I will go wherever you want to go because I want to be with you. And if you decide to go someplace and I change my mind and I don't want to go to that place, then like, either you can go by yourself or I'll come anyways, because what difference does it make to me? Like, it's really just not that big of a deal. So there are times where you really are chill and you really are easygoing and you really are go with the flow and low maintenance. And that's cool because it's genuine and it's true. It is authentic to who you are, right? And that for me is what wild means. Wild means this rawness, this realness, this authenticity, where you are able to embody every single aspect of who you are, flaws and all the things that you think are not good enough about you. When you really embody that, that to me is what makes us wild. When we are willing to be all of who we are, everything that that we are, right? And so like, there are moments where, you know, we really don't care. But there are times when like maybe somebody asks you a question and it can be a simple one, like the one I just posed about like, where do you want to go in Italy? And maybe you have a genuine opinion, or like, where do you want to go for dinner or for lunch or whatever? And maybe you actually have a place that you want to go, you know? And low maintenance is this idea that has us kind of not expressing our desires, not being fully embodied, not fully showing up and saying the thing that we want to say, because we don't want to be seen as high maintenance, because we don't want to be seen as a pain in the ass or picky or needy or whatever the story is, right? As opposed to just being like really truly in connection with your desires, like, and just saying what you want, whatever that thing is, you know what I mean? And sometimes it takes bravery to say what you want if what you want goes against what society wants for you, what other people want for you. In terms again of women, and I'm saying a lot about women in this episode because like I'm speaking to this situation as a woman. I have a friend who has known for years that she does not want children. Like, she does not want to have children. And then, you know, like, the universe brought her stepchildren. But it was more about like the physical aspect. Like, she knew she never wanted to have like biological children. And she's known since she was 16 that this was not the path for her. And I remember even when I was younger saying like, you know, give yourself time. Like, you'll change your mind. And that was from a time when I did not know better. And I would consider that behavior really inappropriate at this stage of the game. Like, I don't think that we should be saying things like that to people, because if somebody's telling you their truth, who are you to like negate it? Who are we to go up and say like, hey, that's not true. Actually, you're probably going to change your mind later. And if she did, that was fine too. But it's not my place to say that if she's decided in what she wants. But she's known for a really long time. And I know that there is a lot of women out there who have decided or have known for a long time that they don't want children. And I would imagine that is one hell of a burden to be going through, because that goes against the value that women hold in society. It goes against what society wants us to do as females, in order to like, you know, that's our own sort of capitalistic way of producing. Like, we produce the workforce. So not producing is not a great thing for the society that we live in. Like, not reproducing in this case, I mean. And so there are some times where like saying the hard thing, standing up and saying, I don't want kids, or I don't want to do that, or I don't care if every Tom, Dick, and Harry is working from a beach. That's not my bag. I want to work from my office. Like, being able to say those kinds of things and really hold true to what we want and who we are is, I think, it's a bit of a challenge, but it's going to tie you to your values in a way that nothing else can. If you are able to say, this is not mine, which is, in case you need a refresher, that's also another episode of the podcast. It's the first one ever from like 100 years ago. But that's not mine. This is not my path. That's not what I want. It is not aligned with my values. And actually, here is what I want. Because you are allowed to say those things out loud. And I do think sometimes it is so difficult. It is so difficult to just say the thing that we really want, you know? And it depends on too who our audience is. It really depends who we're speaking to. And to that point, sometimes, and this topic is like a whole other podcast episode, but sometimes people are not worthy of hearing our story. So sometimes we need to pick and choose the audience that we're sharing with, because not everyone needs to hear what we're going through, which is harsh and it sounds brutal, but it's really important in terms of protecting your own energy and keeping yourself and your heart and your desires and your dreams safe. Sometimes we need to pick and choose who we share our hard things with, who we share our big things with, because not everybody has the capacity to listen, to hear them, to accept them, okay? So just to bring this full circle, okay, whatever it is that you are desiring, whatever it is that you are working for, and I want you to pay special attention if something right now in your life is feeling off. So if you are feeling shaky, if you are feeling uncertain, if you are feeling unhappy or unfulfilled, and you are working towards something and it's not quite coming out the way you want it to, it's not quite moving, or it doesn't quite feel the way you want it to, I want you to really ask yourself, do I even want this thing? Do I even want it? Because maybe you really don't. And I know that that's scary. Because it is scary. I've been there. I think I'm in that space in a way right now. It's scary to be there when you have to then maybe backtrack and carve a new path forward, or you have to kind of like look over, reflect on how you got to the space, and then begin making different decisions to get you to where you actually want to be. It's easier sometimes to stay in the stuck space. But that's not where you belong, because you are worthy of so much more. You are worthy of every damn thing that you desire. And the only thing that is stopping you is believing that that is true, right? Believing honestly that you can have it, that you deserve to have it, that you're worthy of having it, that just because you want it is reason enough. And I know that that can be a big ask. Everything I'm saying, I know it can seem like a really big thing. It doesn't necessarily have to be. But really starting with analyzing what you're going after and really making sure before you start walking on the path, or maybe you're already on the path and that's okay, but before you go any farther, asking yourself like, wait a second, do I actually want this thing? And it can be anything. Do I actually want this business? Do I actually want this lifestyle? Do I actually want this partner? Do I actually want to lose the weight? Do I actually want this dream body? Do I actually want to work towards that? Or is somebody else telling me that I should? You know, do I want to be easygoing? Do I want to be low maintenance? Do I want to be do I want to procrastinate less? Because maybe the way that you move best in the world is when you've got that pressure and you work on something in a really short period of time. Maybe that's when you create gold, right? So why do you need to stop being any piece of who you are for somebody else, or because of the expectations of a society that, you know, I don't want to say doesn't matter, but also, you know, doesn't matter in the sense that it doesn't get to dictate what you do with your life. You need to be in control. You need to decide that for yourself. So, yeah. And then from there, if I don't want this thing, what do I actually want? And there is a scary ass question in and of itself. What do I actually want? What am I actually moving towards? And don't worry, don't get tripped up. Don't get tripped up on the how. Don't get tripped up on even the what if you can't get there. If you don't know what you want, I can bet you money that you know how you want to feel. So sit there. If not what you have now, if not the situation that you're in now, if not the path that you're walking, if not the goal that you're moving towards, then how do you want to feel? And sometimes the answer is not this. Great. I don't want to feel this. Super. What's the opposite of this? What is the opposite of whatever it is that you're going through right now, whatever you're working through right, working towards right now? What is the opposite? Contrast breeds clarity. Take the negative, take the negative and transform it into a positive. You have that power. You have that power. Take whatever it is that you've got and transform it into what you want. And with that, I bid you farewell. So I hope you found this episode of the podcast useful and helpful and all of that jazz. And yeah, if you love it, please let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Tell me what you liked. Tell me what you didn't like. You know, comments, critiques, concerns, all of it. Drop it in the reviews. And if you liked it, subscribe. That would mean the world to me as well. And if you want to reach out to me, you can find me on like everywhere. You can find me everywhere. But just reach out, even if it's through the comments or whatever. Tell me what you thought. If there's a topic that you want me to cover, you know, you can drop that in there as well. And yeah, I hope you have an amazing weekend, and I will see you on the next episode of the podcast. Ciao.